This is Paul Foster for WNCW with this week's More to the Story. Time this week to spotlight on the part of our region that's in upstate South Carolina, Spartanburg, their recent election results that involved a penny sales tax and the race for mayor. Joining me to cover this is Spartanburg Herald-Journal staff writer and journalist Bob Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Bob, remind us about the November 7th election results and what exactly happened with the penny sales tax and what it's all about.
It started last year with reports of mold being found throughout the county courthouse, which is roughly 60 years old. At some points during the year, various offices had to be moved out of the courthouse. It was later determined that this has been an ongoing problem for years, so county council decided it's finally time to replace the courthouse. It seemed to make the most sense financially. And this past July, the county council decided to put the question to the voters to pay for this project. So they agreed to place a referendum on the ballot last Tuesday. A yes vote would agree to raise up to $217 to $224 million to pay for a new courthouse and also a new city-county complex, which is also needed because both buildings used by the city and the county in Spartanburg are old as well. And the best way to do that, they felt, was rather than raise property taxes, to raise the sales tax by 1 cent from 6 cents to 7 cents. That's what the ballot question was going forward last Tuesday. The result was a yes vote by voters, over 16,000 votes for the tax, and of roughly 10,000 against it, a 60-65% margin for it. So the tax will take effect starting May 1st, and it will end in 6 years in 2024.
Bob, prior to the November 7th election, and of course the results, as you just reminded all of us, it was a yes, and you had that percentage of voters that were behind it. But what did you find out from opponents who were speaking out before the vote? What were some of their concerns?
There were opponents. Anytime the word tax is used, it raises eyebrows, and some of the concerns of opponents were that the language in the referendum would enable the county council to raise property taxes if necessary if the penny sales tax did not raise enough revenues. County council assured, though, that they had no intention of borrowing money or raising the property tax. They plan to move forward with these projects on a pay-as-you-go basis as revenues from the penny tax come in. County council pretty much dispelled that fear through their assurances. In addition, some of the opponents raised that a penny sales tax would hurt retailers here, many of whom struggle to compete with surrounding areas in the upstate for business. Supporters felt that other area counties have higher sales tax, so that wouldn't be a factor as much. The penny tax would be paid about roughly one-third of the revenues from that would come from out-of-county shoppers. Those were some of the concerns.
There was one gentleman that you interviewed said that the projects would mean economic benefits for Spartanburg.
Yeah, Alan Smith, the president and CEO of the Spartanburg Chamber of Commerce, was the primary proponent for the sales tax. They believe that Spartanburg economically is growing and we have new businesses and industries coming here. The population rate is growing. For years, the county lagged behind in updating its facilities. This would give a chance with a new courthouse and a new city-county complex to join the 21st century and help to be a sales tool for economic development.
My last question concerning the penny sales tax, which again was approved by voters, what kind of estimated cost do all of these projects amount to?
The new judicial center is estimated to cost $151 million, and that will include a new county courthouse, city municipal court and police facilities, county emergency operations center, and parking. The city hall, county administration building, a joint complex, That's estimated to cost $65 million. That would total up to close to $217 million. And if any money remains, they're projecting it's possible that $7.5 million would still remain. They would use that to pay for the highest priority road and bridge projects. And they plan to do the projects in the order of need first.
You're listening to WNCW's More to the Story. We're talking about recent election results in Spartanburg. My guest is Bob Montgomery of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. A couple of minutes that we've got left, Bob, we want to talk about something else that happened from Election Day in Spartanburg, and that was the race for mayor. It brought out some very interesting results. Results, as a matter of fact, that were too close to call.
Well, the mayor, current mayor, is Junie White, and he's been serving for two terms, and he's seeking a third term. He's a popular mayor, and he's also proclaims to be the people's mayor. And this year, he had a strong challenger in Todd Horn, who is a construction company executive, and until last year, before he decided to run for mayor, was chairman of the Spartanburg Chamber of Commerce. Todd Horn is young, and he is ambitious, and he wants to help turn Spartanburg into more of an economic, to capitalize more on the economic growth. And the mayor has also claimed that he has helped Spartanburg grow and get to where it is today. A third challenger was Lakeisa Whitner. The results came in very close during election night. Mayor White edged Todd Horn by roughly 650 votes, and it was not quite 50% of the total, and being that it was a three-person race, a runoff was decided between Todd Horn and the mayor on November 21st. Lakeisa Whitner received under 1,000 votes, and so she's out.
And of course, the 21st is just next Tuesday, so a reminder to our listeners and voters in Spartanburg, that's a very important reason to return to the voting polls. I did notice, and I wondered if this had to do with some of the voting. You've got White at age 80 and Horn at just 34 years of age.
Yeah, that's a good point. My understanding is, and I have not seen the numbers, but I've heard that White did get a lot of the older vote. Horn received a lot of the younger vote. Despite the generational difference, the mayor won an overwhelming majority of all of the precincts. So while Todd Horn did get a lot of the younger vote, he was still outvoted for White. It'll be interesting to see who shows up this coming Tuesday on the 21st.
That'll be very interesting to watch the results if we have them on Tuesday night or if it's one of those cases that it takes into the early morning hours of Wednesday. Getting updated on who's going to be possibly Spartanburg's next mayor and the new penny sales tax, Bob Montgomery, staff writer, journalist with the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
More to the Story, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. My name is Paul Foster.